This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
There are some things we just have to deal with that are considered legal, but most of us, I think, would agree that they should be illegal.
Oh, you've piqued my interest. I'm curious what you are going to say next.
Okay, so I think we all would agree when it comes to, like, spam mail.
Yes.
Spam calls.
Yes.
Why are those considered legal? Because they shouldn't be.
Very intrusive. And then they have you, like, on the do not call list. Like, that's a figment. Like, I don't even understand that.
And who keeps up with that?
Because I signed up for it, and I still get the same calls all the time.
Yeah, it happens. But I think that's the one main thing that comes to mind when you first think about it. But what about the price of college books?
Yes.
They're ridiculous.
It's such a racket. And my daughter needed theater books. Really? Do we need books on theater? No, not expensive ones.
Wally, you probably understand this with your diet that you've been doing.
Yes.
But food companies basing calorie counts around small serving sizes.
And charging you 10 times more for it.
It's not fair.
Nope.
Subscriptions or services that auto-renew. You're like, wait, yes. I checked my account. When did that $20 come out?
What? I'm telling you, man, that is one of the most annoying things. And I agree. These should all be illegal. This is a rant waiting for me to happen. Like,
no.
It's unbelievable. Because, like, I have a couple subscriptions that, like, I got. And I'm like, oh, this would be kind of cool. And you have to set a reminder a year from now to cancel your...
And I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah. I've set reminders in my phone to say, remind me a year from now. Cancel this.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing a day from now. And I have to worry about this now? No, you're 100% on point, and I need to stop this right now before I go on this massive rant. But thank you, Lady Rock, for getting my blood pressure up today already. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little booyah your weekend. This is where you give us a story, we go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. We'll do a round here to demonstrate. Gavin, what do you got?
I hope you guys boo for me for this one.
Oh, geez. Okay, you want to boo.
Because that does happen. Sometimes exactly. We boo out of jealousy, or other times just, oh, that's a bummer.
So 5 a.m. on a Saturday, like literally 5:04, I look at my phone.
Yeah.
I shoot out of bed. Put my clothes on.
Attaboy.
I have a text that says, Wally, I'm going to be running late.
Oh.
And then I realize it's Saturday.
I've done that. I panicked. That sweat that hit you.
Yeah.
And then you are really relieved when you realize it's Saturday. Because I literally did this like about a week and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah. I panicked. And I'm like, and then I'm thinking of all the texts I've got to send you guys. Like, there was a bear in my driveway. So I was trapped in my house. Like, was that really all your text said? Was I'm just running late? You didn't make up an excuse?
In the past, I might have thought it was an excuse. But I've used excuses before.
Right.
They don't go over well with you.
They do not. Absolutely. So better just to say, hey, yeah. Running late. Clock didn't go off. There was a nuclear explosion near my house and it shut my clock off.
Blame it on the Android.
Yes.
I'm interested to hear what Wally's going to have to say about this. Are you giving him a boo or a yay? I can see this going either way.
Oh, I'm giving him a yay for being that in tune to going to work. And, and for fearing that much that he was going to get in trouble. Yes. Yay.
Now, see, I have the same scenario, but I'm saying boo instead because this gives Wally the power that he so wants and he wants to hear.
Good point.
Here's
true.
The thing. You should have said, yeah, I noticed it. And I was like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's what I tell him.
I know. That's what Betty would tell me. And this is why I have a problem with her. You know? So,
what's new?
All right. So that's how we do it. If you want to play, we'd love to have you on with us right now. All you do is give us a story. We'll give you a boo or yay. More yays than boos, you win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's always the number you can call to be part of what we got going on. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
So on Saturday, my in-laws invited us over for a cookout and to hang out. And sometimes that's not really that much fun. But we get there and they have a slip and slide set up that's 150 feet long. all of these sprinklers, tons of food. It was phenomenal.
All right, big question, Beth. Did you as an adult get on the slip and slide?
Absolutely.
Atta girl. See, I respect your game. That's why you're getting a yay from me. Because you, at your age, how old are you say?
Almost 40.
Okay. At almost 40, that could be a death sentence. But you stared death in the face and you went for it, man. And I love that. That's what I did this at my friend's house. But we even ratcheted up. We put trash bags on over us, then put dish soap on us so we'd go 10 times as fast. It's insane, and I respect your game.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Beth, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give you a boo.
No, come on.
It's for your personal good, because here's the thing. You see this as, this is great. This can only get better. It's going to end with you in the hospital and a broken bone. So I would say walk away while you can now, while you're ahead.
A broken bone and a great story. Right, Beth?
Yes, I agree.
Gavin, booyah, go.
To confirm, Beth, you didn't walk away with any injuries, right?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, then definitely a yay for me.
Oh, I thought you were going to go boo.
Oh, no.
Well, there you go, Beth. You got more yays than boos, and you are the coolest mom on the planet. So nicely done.
Thank you. Can you tell my 13-year-old that?
Yes. What do you got?
So this weekend, I was planning on going skydiving.
Nice.
But on Sunday, it got rained out, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, dude, I feel for you. I'm giving you a boo right out of the gate, because if you had gone skydiving, you would be a totally different man today. You, for 2 weeks after you skydive, are bulletproof. It's unbelievable. I've done it a few times, and nothing can affect you. Nothing can phase you because you are in that club. And so hopefully you will get there, but for today, it's going to have to be a boo, but a boo for you, because you're not living your best life today because of this. Betty Rock.
Wow. Love it.
Ben, I'm going to say yay, and that's because I would not want to skydive myself. I'd be praying for rain if I were in your shoes, so I think it's great.
I can tell you this. The first time I went skydiving, I wasn't nervous in the plane, actually. When we hunch up to the door and they open it, I was like, let's go. Let's do this. But before that, before I left for the airport, in my kitchen, I dry heaved. I was so nervous. Gavin, booyah your weekend for Ben.
It's a yay for me, because I'm honestly proud that you signed up in the first place, because I wouldn't do it. I have a nervous gag right now thinking about skydiving.
Gavin wouldn't have even gotten to the waiver.
No.
Well, congratulations, Ben. You might have lost out on skydiving, but you won Booyah Your Weekend here on The Wally Show.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So this week we used the story of Moses kind of as the backdrop for our conversation about your purpose. Because God had his hand all over Moses' life right from the very beginning. You remember the story, Rock, how he gets put in a basket and sent down the river? Okay, good. Just making sure you went, because we go to the same church. He gets delivered from that because, God was looking out for him. He ends up in the palace of Pharaoh, where he gets the best of everything. Highly educated. But then God not only provided for him, but he was also preparing him to lead his people at the time. And so God's preparing you for what God is preparing for you was the thing, which he never sends you into something unprepared. Even the times of waiting have a purpose. Like, Moses' life wasn't perfect. Moses had a time out where he had to flee from Pharaoh and hide in the wilderness. But even there, God was preparing him for the next 40 years. He was educating him in not only leadership, but the next phase where he is wandering around in the wilderness. So he spent time in the wilderness, and then he had to lead the children of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness. Like, the things that don't seem good sometimes in our lives are the things that we need ultimately to prepare us.
He learned leadership from going to Egypt and learning all of those things so that he could lead the Israelites. And when I heard this sermon, it made me think about my own situation. Like, I worked at a daycare before I got here at Way FM. And I thought, you know what? God was preparing me for long suffering, a lot of crying, a lot of babyish attitude.
Yep. And some smelly.
And here we are today.
So what can we take away from the story of Moses? You were born for a purpose. You're not an accident, and God does everything with intentionality. So, many of us struggle to find our purpose, and here's where I'm going to blow your mind. Whether you are in a place of palatial excess, you know, like the first half of Moses' life, or whether you're living in the barren wilderness like the second half of Moses' life. Here's the simple truth of purpose. Our purpose is to know God and to make him known. That's it. Like, I know, exactly. It's so simple. We make it so hard. But no matter what stage of life you're in, if that is your goal, your life is going to work better when we understand that our purpose is the desire to know him and make him known. And that will make the good times feel even sweeter and the bad times feel less senseless. So there you go. That's your Monday School for today. Hopefully that will help you out as you process some of the stuff.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
YFM, this is The Wally Show. Every Friday, we go back in time in our time machine. It's kind of a clunker, but we get there and we get back. and we get you to take us back to a song that you have to hear because it meant something to you. And that's all we ask you to do is to tell us the song and the story behind why that song matters to you. And then you get to control the radio for that one song. And it couldn't be easier to sign up.
That's right. You go to wayfm.com/Wally. On the left-hand side, you're going to see this blue bar. You'll see one that says Flashback Friday. Click on that. That's got the entry form for you. And don't let the amount of years stop you from putting in that song, because even though Wally said it's a clunker, and it is, and it smells really bad, we can still get back there. We can go back to the 80s, the 90s, whatever you're thinking. We've gone pretty far before.
I've actually done a little digging in our time machine requests, and it seems like the two most requested bands or artists are the Newsboys. Maybe because, like, Peter Furler back in the day, it was a very iconic sound, and it was in the infancy kind of Christian rock, if you will, and Stephen Curtis Chapman. So two very different artists. Those two we get the most from each of those artists. So if you have one maybe this week that isn't one of those two, that could be good. You know, and so again, whatever the artist is, whatever the song is, you get to call it, and you'll take us back in time, maybe even this Friday for our Flashback Friday. And you can sign up at wayfm.com/Wally. I get people all the time that, even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book, or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's The Wally Show.
So it's no secret that women will talk in a restroom. And this time it actually paid off. There were these two ladies that work at the same hospital, Susan and Tia, and they just got into a conversation in the restroom. And it turns out that both of their husbands each needed a kidney, okay, due to different problems they had had. And so they were talking about this. And then they realized as they started, it turned into their blood types. And then they started talking about, oh my goodness, each of them was a match for the other woman's husband.
Whoa.
For a kidney. What are the odds of that?
It proves that there are good things that come out of having a bathroom buddy.
Oh, yeah. This would never have happened in a men's room.
No.
Like these two guys.
Their wives would still be having to deal with everything.
Absolutely. But, man, thank goodness that wasn't the case here. And so they figured out that each of them was a match. They went through all the processes to get checked out, and it wasn't easy for them. And it wasn't an easy road even when they decided to do it and that they were compatible. They were supposed to do the surgery in December. But then one of the husbands had a problem from complications from his already failing kidney, so they had to postpone it. Then they're ready to go, all scrubbed up. They did a COVID test on one of the ladies, had COVID. Pushed it back again. So she had to quarantine and get through that. So then they finally, in March, got it all worked out, and they had successful transplants, and they were even just down the hall from each other recovering, and everything is going to be really good with them.
And who knows what other life problem they'll be able to solve the next time they go to the hospital.
I know. That's amazing. They're bathroom buddies forever. You know, here's a side note to this thing, too, which I love about this. The story is so cool. In the midst of our racially messed up world, one of the couples is black, one of the couples is white, and nowhere was that part of the conversation. You know, it's just people doing what they do every day in this country, contrary to what the news chooses to show you, you know, every day. These are the kind of stories that are playing out in our world, and that people are just loving and caring for people and not seeing color, which is a really, really nice thing. YFM, this is The Wally Show, and relationships can be a little tricky to navigate sometimes, and compromise is a really important skill to learn. You know, I've always said that compromise in marriage is when each person doesn't get what they want, and then everybody's happy. They say, though, even among happy couples, 70% of relationship problems never actually get solved. And I get this. You kind of dance around them, and they go dormant for a while, and then something will pop up, and they just whoosh, all flare back up. Because there are some things that you're just never going to be on the same page as your spouse with.
And I got a feeling, you know, I'm not married, but the two of you, you and Gavin, are. And it sounds like, Wally, you're speaking from experience.
29 years of experience. Gavin, a little younger in the game. So, Gavin, okay, I always throw my laundry on the air here. What is an issue that you and your wife have that, like, you just kind of agreed to disagree? You haven't solved it.
It goes along the lines of the topic of hoarding versus throwing stuff away.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
For example, we're moving into a new rental house here in the next month, and there's a lot of stuff that in my mind, I'm like, hey, like, let's make this easier.
Get rid of it.
Let's throw it in the trash can, or let's take it to Goodwill. Let's give it to people who need it.
Yeah.
And in her mind, she's like, well, what if we need this? Or what if we need that?
She'll always be that way, too. You're not going to change it.
I know. I don't plan on it.
I know you, well, you want to, but you're not going to.
You should make her pack that stuff and move that stuff.
That's a great idea.
If it's the stuff she wants to keep, she can move it.
That'll keep me in her good graces.
Yeah, well, you got to stand your ground sometimes. So there you go. That's
Gavin. We're back to compromise.
Exactly. I'm just curious. I know he's not the only one that walks through this. So what is that thing in your relationship that you've tried to get past, but you just can't? You're on different pages, and you just kind of work around it. Because that's what the study shows, is that that's how most of us actually go through our long-term relationships. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So what's your situation that you haven't really solved yet?
Ours is cleaning when we have company. Before we have company.
Okay, can I take a guess here? You want to scour everything, vacuum, make sure the floors are mopped, and it's like your best friend's coming over, and your husband's like, I don't see the point. They're our best friends. It doesn't matter.
You are so wrong.
Really? I'm floored by this. It's the opposite?
They know us. It's company. They're not going to care if our house is a little dirty. He is of the mindset where it has to be, like, he cleans ceiling fans and baseboards. To me, those are like, leave those.
I just cleaned my ceiling fans and baseboards for the first time in 8 years yesterday.
Ooh.
I got painters coming over, and so
painters, but not for family.
I want to make it look good for them. Like, you know, so I get it. I don't want them to think they're painting the pigsty.
I hope my hat's off to you, because you are a smart, smart woman. You have acted like you don't care how the house looks. And in doing that, you have tricked your husband into believing that he's the one that needs to clean the home. And my hat is off to you.
Gentlemen, let that be a lesson to you. These ladies are working on levels that we can't understand.
It's like a game of chicken. Who's going to give in first?
Girl, I've been married 28 years. I've got it down, apparently, huh?
FM. This is The Wally Show, and we're talking about relationships and how they can be tricky to navigate, because a lot of times there are underlying issues or there are things you're just not on the same page on, and you try so hard, but at some point in time you have to realize maybe we're never going to be on the same page with this, and you have to be okay with it. I think that's actually kind of the secret to a long-term relationship.
Ignore sweet things under the carpet.
Yeah, absolutely. No, like, pick your battles. Like, pick the ones that really matter. Like, my wife has chosen a battle that I don't think matters. But we're never going to be on the same page with this. I think she's listening. So here we go. So we cook very differently.
Oh,
and there's so many times I'm like, hey, let's make dinner together. Let's do this. And so I'll be like, Alexa, play 80s pop music or whatever. You know, like something just to take us back in time. Mm-hmm. But it isn't always that fun, because she gets so wrapped up in cleaning behind me, and if I spill a little bit of flour when I'm making something, like, she gets hyper focused on that and not the experience and not the time together and dancing in the kitchen and goofing around like every rom-com, you know?
Aww.
And like, that's what I want.
You just want your rom-com.
I do. I want to live a rom-com and, like, not have a sponge back behind me wiping everything down. And so, like, I've finally accepted that we're never going to be on that same page, and I'm learning to laugh about it. She's not there yet. She's still cleaning behind me like a champ. Hopefully we'll get it figured out, but I don't think we will, actually.
Well, it sounds like Mandy is right there with you. I posted this whole topic on our Facebook page. You can follow us if you search Wally Show on Facebook. But Mandy said, where to squeeze the toothpaste tube?
Yep.
Her and her husband have been married a month when we decided we would be best for the longevity of our marriage if we just each had our own toothpaste.
Yes, okay. Problem solving. Great idea. Like, my wife, this turned into a my wife segment, but my wife will run toothpaste till the very last little bit
Smart.
Is squeezed out. I'm just not like that. When we get down close to the end, let's just get a new tube out. It's okay.
She's just looking not to be wasteful.
She is, and I love her for that. But yeah. So what she started doing was, she knew it drove me nuts, so she would get a new tube out and put that on my side, and then she would finish up the old tube. So
compromise.
Exactly.
That. Winning.
See, that's the key to relationships, is compromising and smiling when you don't.
And now for some good news.
FM, this is The Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. Three rapid fire stories to make you feel better about this world we're living in today. We're going to start with me. There's one good thing to come out of the pandemic, and I've been wondering about this, and the science is backing it up, that very few people have actually gotten the flu this year.
Because
normally the flu, I mean, it kills like 60,000 people a year, and you don't really think about it. Get your flu shot or not get your flu shot. But because of all the extra safety measures everybody has taken for the big one, the mother of all flus, COVID, like, the lesser flu has been less impactful in people's lives, because we're washing our hands more and craziness.
But it just goes to show the importance of hand washing.
Absolutely.
Did you hear me, Wally? Let me repeat it.
I know.
It shows the importance of hand washing.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree.
Do
for
you?
Other people, yes. Betty Rock, what do you got?
There's a 48-year-old guy in North Carolina, and he used to be a personal trainer, but I guess he fell off the bandwagon, because he got up to 443 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Then he had a 19-year-old son who was close on his heels at 420 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
So they started working out together, and in the past year, they've lost together 150
what?
Pounds each.
Good on them.
Nice.
Losing 15 pounds isn't easy. I'm honing in on that, and that's taken 7 weeks and a lot of not eating good things. I can't even
and
fathom.
And a lot of complaining.
Yes, I can't even fathom what it would take to lose 150 pounds. Good for them. I know the struggle. Struggle's real. All right, Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There were two newlyweds in Kentucky who own a landscaping company, and they spent their first vacation as a couple fixing an old abandoned cemetery that was overgrown, and they plan on doing that like every couple of weeks moving forward. That's a very interesting thing to do with your first vacation as a married couple.
You know what? They did something together. I think that's cool. They created a memory, which is another important thing, and they did something for other people outside of themselves. That's the trifecta of happy right there, and that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Rock what you got, light up the lot. No one can rock the way you rock.
Way KFM, this is The Wally Show, and you might have heard us talking about our Rock What You Got contest for a chance to nominate a kid to go to Camp Electric, which, if you think about it, it's kind of like what Camp Rock was, but the Christian version of that, with some of the best in the Christian music industry teaching kids to be better musicians, but also guiding them in their faith as well. And I love Camp Electric, but I also really love my job now, and that's getting to tell somebody that they are the winner. So we have Caleb's grandmother, Teresa, on the phone right now. She's the one that nominated him to go to camp, and she has no idea that he's won. And she thinks we're just calling to get some follow-up information about his story. And so this is going to be fun. So let me get her up here real quick.
Hello?
Teresa, I appreciate you taking the time today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Hey, real quick, we are calling some of the people that took time to nominate a kid for Camp Electric. And we were wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Caleb and why you think Camp Electric would be good for him.
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start? He's just a wonderful kid. He loves music. He's the oldest of four kids. And because of circumstances, their dad left the family, so mom is taking care of them. He has the kindest heart, and he loves God. He's there for his siblings. He has an 8-year-old brother and 2- and 4-year-old sisters.
Yeah, I would imagine with his dad leaving that it makes Caleb kind of the little man of the family.
It really does.
Yeah, and that's such a hard position for a kid to be in.
You know, with the situation being as it is, you have to share bedrooms, and he doesn't get things that are just for him that often.
So. Oh, man, yeah. And I'm sure that probably there's, like, some financial hardship, too, with the dad
very
leaving.
Very much
and
so.
It'd be hard for, you know, his mom to send him, probably, right?
It would be very hard.
Well, the good news is she doesn't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that because Caleb is our Camp Electric Grand Prize winner.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Dead serious, girl.
Oh, my gosh. I have prayed so hard about this. I really felt like God was going to do this, and I just, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. I'm going to, oh, my gosh.
You're making me tear up. You got to stop here. You're making me, like, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Oh, I can't wait to tell him. I can't wait to tell his mom. Oh, thank you so much, you guys.
Oh, no, it is totally our pleasure, and he is going to have a blast at Camp Electric.
Oh, I just love you guys.
All right, Teresa, I'm going to let you go so you can go call Caleb and let him know, okay?
Okay. Yay! Bye.
All right, so while Teresa goes and tells her grandson that he's the grand prize winner at Camp Electric, I just want to remind you, if you're listening, going, oh, I'd like to go, you can go and you can still use the promo code WALLY and save $100 off of your camp registration right now at campelectric.com. Remember when pizza places used to promise delivery in 30 minutes or less or your pizza was free? Hey, it's Wally, and those days in the pizza business seem like they're gone for good. But good service is not a thing of the past for everyone. My friends at United Faith Mortgage pride themselves on giving you first-rate customer service. That means responding to your questions by phone or email in a timely manner. That means knowing you by name when you call. That means helping you get the loan that is best for you and not for them. These are just a few reasons why I love United Faith Mortgage and why I use them personally. In fact, we were looking at a house the other day, and I needed a letter of financing quickly, and I called my guy Ryan, and he had it to me in minutes, not hours. That's the advantage of working with a faith-based mortgage company like United Faith Mortgage. So while pizza delivery might not be as great as it used to be, United Faith Mortgage, I know, will deliver great service for you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Unfortunately, the human body is not meant to survive on fried food and donuts alone.
If it were, I would be eternal.
A lot of us have probably hit that point where we know we need to take our health a little bit more seriously, and the average person figures that out around age 39. And there are a few reasons that they are saying...
Hang on a second. Rock, you're getting close to that. You're 36 now. Are you thinking about your mortality and your health more?
I feel like I always have. Yeah. But does it make me change?
Well, you actually have altered your behavior some. Mm-hmm. Like, you definitely aren't eating like you used to. And, like, you I hear you being more cognizant of eating healthier and not to lose weight because you're already small.
But definitely, like, I mean, I would like to... be able to outrun a bear.
Okay.
Or outrun a bear.
Again, you're wasting time trying to outrun a bear. A bear is going to always outrun you. All you have to do is outrun the person you're with. Like, that's all you got to do is find your slowest friend, hang out with them, and outrun them.
Gavin, you're with me 24/7.
Ouch.
I know. Speaking of health issues, Gavin.
Yeah, a few of the reasons that people do finally start to take their health seriously. The first one is, like, you don't have as much energy as you used to.
Yes.
You maybe can't outrun the bear, and Betty trips you.
I get that. I would, like, bend over to tie my shoes, and I would, like, sit up and be like, why am I winded? That's ridiculous. And so I started making some changes.
Yeah, speaking of, when did you climb up a flight of stairs,
yes,
and you're done
we
for
used
the
to
day.
Have to run upstairs to do videos upstairs, awful. And Gavin and I would get to the top of the stairs, like, is it the altitude, right? It's not you and me, it's the altitude, right? We're, like, almost at sea level, you know?
And then the last one is, like, seeing a bad picture of yourself, because I've been, I'm on my own weight loss journey. I'm taking it a little slower. You're like, you're going fast on yours.
I'm like trying to get this done.
But I've seen too many pictures recently where I'm like, that's what I look like.
Uh-huh.
Well, and also I know that's what got you started on your diet, Wally, because you saw your reflection in the window over here in the studio.
Every day.
And you saw your stomach protruding.
Yeah.
And you were like, ah, I
gotta
should do
something about that. Be a little proactive. And fortunately, it's working. Like, I'm down and my stomach is flat again. Doesn't Dunlap over my belt, so like the tire thing. All right, that's going to do it. Gavin, thank you, good sir.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show. One of my favorite games we play called Great Googly Moogly, where Gavin is our Google Meister. He's going to ask Google an open-ended question, and we, Betty Rock and I, will attempt to figure out how Google auto-answered that. We get a point if we get an answer in the top five, 2 points if we get the number one answer right, but if we each guess the same thing, our answers are nullified. And you want to be paying close attention, because the winner of our round is going to take you on for a prize. So, Gavin, and with that, what is your first great googly moogly question?
Can I outrun a blank?
Oh, wow. Ooh, there's so many animals to go with on this one. And it seems like I remember watching videos of people trying to outrun. I think one of the sprinters tried to outrun a horse one time. Oh okay.
That'd be hard.
All right, I got mine.
I got mine, too, and I have a feeling we both said the same thing. Because you mentioned it earlier on the show. One, can I outrun a bear?
I didn't say that, because I was afraid you would say that.
I did say that. Okay, so I said bear. What did you say?
Bull.
Oh, good. Running the bull.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah, okay. So did Betty Rock's bull make the list?
I'm actually very surprised that didn't make the list.
What?
Bull was not in the top five. But
there's a whole event around it.
Listen, Rock, I think you got robbed on that.
Thank you.
I really
think you should have got that. But bear made the list.
Number one answer.
Yeah! Yes! Woo! Let's go!
I should have that point, because I didn't take it, because I knew you would.
That was your own fault.
No,
but you lost points because
if I had said bear, then we both would have.
I know,
have
but
points.
Let me just tell you this.
Now I have nothing.
Fortune favors the bold. You got to take your swings in this life. All right, next one. Gavin, go.
Okay. I love this one. Will my dog eat my blank?
Okay. I'm going to go 2 for 2. I feel it. All right, Lady Rock.
Okay.
What did you say?
What'd you say?
I said, will my dog eat my homework?
That's what I said, too.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Yes.
You're just trying to take my point.
What? The bold or the whatever?
Go ahead, finish that.
No, whatever you said. Nice comeback. That stupid thing you said earlier.
Nailed it. Okay, Gavin. Okay.
Homework was the number 2 answer on the list. So
yeah!
You guys cancel each other out.
Did you write yours down?
No, I have it in my head.
No, that doesn't count. That means you could have just said whatever I said. I wrote mine down. Wally gets a point.
I get a point, too.
Nope.
No, that's what I said.
What else made the list?
Okay, so you had grass at the top.
Okay.
Clothes.
Okay.
Sofa. Number one answer. Here we go. Cat.
Oh,
poor guy.
That's why you didn't go with that. You would have tied up if you had gone with that, Rock.
Yeah.
All right, so Wally wins. That means you're
I tied you.
No, you didn't. I got 2 points for the first one because it was the number one answer.
I gave it to you.
Yep, you did not win anything there. So you are taking me on right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play a little round of great googly moogly, 855-33-WAY-FM.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Anna, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, we're going to play a little round of Great Googly Moogly. Gavin is going to ask Google an open-ended question. We will give some choices as to how we think Google auto-filled that. You can go with one of our choices, or you can go out on your own, okay?
Okay.
And if you get the number one answer right, you win two prizes. So here we go. Gavin, what is the Great Googly Moogly question?
Okay, ask Google, should I buy a blank?
Oh, okay. I spent some time Googling yesterday because I was doing some research on something that I was thinking about purchasing, so that's in my head. Mm-hmm. Should I buy a motorcycle? Mm. I asked my wife, not Google, and my wife said, absolutely not.
I agree with her on
but
that.
But I thought, it might be fun. I don't know.
No.
So that's my answer. I'm going to go with motorcycle. Betty Rock, what did you say?
Should I buy a tiger?
Mm.
I think a lot of people out there secretly want a tiger. Mm. They don't know where they can get them. Should they get them? How much do they cost? Do you have to clean a litter box?
It's easier to get than you think, according to Nate Bargatze. We have a great segment from him, which maybe we'll play that at the end of this because it's really funny.
You're always looking for those times.
I love Nate Bargatze. So a tiger, a motorcycle. Anna, do you want to go with one of those guesses or do you want to go with one on your own?
I think I'm going to go with motorcycle.
You're going to go with motorcycle, not tiger, because a lot of people want to buy tigers. They'd be kind of cool. Okay, well, Gavin, did tiger make the list?
If she had gone with tiger, she would have gotten a point, because that's the number five answer, actually.
Oh, nice. Okay, all right. Well, you're still in this, so that's the good news. Gavin, she went with motorcycle in mine. Is she on the board on Great Googly Moogly?
She's walking away with two prizes today. Number one answer.
Anna, the number one answer. I'm on fire today. Well, not only are you winning a prize, you're also going to win that Nate Bargatze tiger bit because it's really funny and I want to play it.
Awesome.
60 Minutes did this whole undercover report and they filmed like where this guy keeps tigers and then they interviewed him afterwards. They're like, hey, do you think it's too easy to buy a tiger in this country? And he was like, yeah, sadly it is. It's way too easy. And I was like, that was my favorite part. You know, like that shows why America's the best. I didn't even know you could buy tigers before I watched this. I would have been embarrassed to ask. And then I watched it, and I was like, I don't really have to jump through hoops if I want to buy a tiger. It's not an all-day thing. It's an hour. I'll be right back with our tiger. And everybody wants to get rid of guns, and what makes me nervous is, like, if you took away guns from people, those are the exact same people that will buy tigers. And that's going to be a much bigger problem. You're probably going to be like, look, here's your gun back. And they're like, no, I'm good. My tiger is way better than my gun. My gun missed all the time. My tiger rarely misses. Even if he does miss, you know, even if he does miss, it's just for a second. It's never long. Like if some guy dodges the tiger and he's like, your dumb tiger missed. It's like, well, he did not. He is right behind you now. And he is furious. So thank you guys so much, man. You guys were great. Thank you.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, Betty Rock spends a little bit of time going through our socials, and she'll come across things. She's like, oh, I need to share this because it's really great. And you have not disappointed in the past ever.
Well, this little girl, her name is Liana. She's 3 years old. She just turned 3 years old. And for her birthday, she wanted a birthday cake like any other three-year-old would. But she wanted a unique one that her parents never seen before. She loves the Lion King.
Who doesn't? I love
Who
the Lion King.
Who doesn't love that Disney movie? Well, there is a scene in that where, you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it's on you. If she's spoiling this for you, that's your fault.
Simba loses his dad.
Yeah. Oh.
And this three-year-old girl, she said she wanted her birthday cake to be the death scene of Mufasa.
Like where he's trampled by all the wildebeest?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's
and
jacked
up. And her reason was because, quote, everyone will be too sad to eat the cake, and it'll be all for me.
Oh, an innovator. An innovator.
She's going places.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sad I haven't thought about this.
Yeah, it's on one hand, as a parent, you have to be very vexed because you're like, wow, that is super creative.
Right.
But also super selfish. Where have I gone wrong? You know?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I know you do.
Who's to say that she might become like a great baker as she gets older?
Yeah.
This will make a great story.
Or a narcissist. One of those two things.
Let's try and think more positive.
Yeah, that is great. Well, you know, kids are the best. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, just listen to your kids because they will always surprise you with the things that are going on in their head now, you know.
And if you'd like to see this cake, I've posted it on our Facebook page. Just search Wally Show and you can find it right there.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
Play
FM. This is The Wally Show. And The Scoop is a segment we do designed to help make your life better with things that we've come across or learned or found out. And today, I love my iPhone. Big fan, you know, and always have been. And I try not to say any bad things about them. But there's one thing that drives me crazy. When you're typing a text or you've typed something out in your notes or whatever, and you go to have the cursor fix something you typed in errantly, you can't always get it to the middle of the word. It always goes back to the end of the word or the beginning of the word, and then you've got to retype the whole word when I just want to take one O and make it an A, you know, like that. Very frustrating, okay? And I know this is a completely a first world problem and everything, but dadgummit, I've lost my mind doing this. So here's all you have to do. Mm-hmm.
Get an Android.
No.
No, Androids that's are way never worse. The answer.
No,
rather
absolutely.
Just get a dial. A wall phone.
A princess
never
phone
text
with a cord.
Again.
No, all you do is you hold your finger down on the space key on your typewriter there on your phone. Mm-hmm. Hold your finger down, and it becomes like a trackpad, and you can move the cursor anywhere you want into the exact position
what?
In the middle of a word. Never knew that.
So, in essence, really, you were getting mad at iPhone for nothing. They saw the problem.
Right.
You just didn't know the solution.
Right.
So now it just goes to show that iPhone is just so much better than anything Android could ever dream of.
I mean, sure, they shouldn't have the problem in the first place, but they did, but they
exactly.
solved it.
Well,
and now we can all find it. So try it today. If you've been frustrated by that, hold the space bar down, and you can move the cursor anywhere you want. Ooh. So there you go. That's your Scoop Scoop-a-Doop for today.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
Way FM, it's the Wally Show, and every time we do a scoop and I watch the phone line start to ring, it's like it concerns me because I think, oh, wow, did we get something wrong and somebody's calling to correct us about my scoop, where on the iPhone, which is just one more reason it's better than the Android, is you can hold down the space bar and it turns into a cursor, and then you can move it throughout your text anywhere you want if you need to correct a word. I think it's genius, and I did not know it existed, and I loved it. Hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Sandra. I just want to thank you for that space bar thing. OMG.
Yeah, see? It's great, favorite. Isn't it? I'm not crazy. That's really frustrating, right?
No, so frustrating. What an answer to your prayers. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, you have a good one. Another satisfied Scoop customer right there is what happened. All right, the phones are still ringing. Let's take one more and see if it's Scoop related. Hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Wendy. Hey, you know that scoop you just gave about the iPhone and holding down the space bar and moving the cursor?
Yeah.
That's been on Android for years.
Oh.
No.
I don't believe it.
It has. I know that I've used it for years, and I've never had an iPhone. So.
Well, I appreciate you, but you do know where liars go, right?
Oh, come on.
Sorry, I just ratcheted that up a little bit.
Goodness.
Seems a little unnecessary.
I see that. It's all right.
Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Well, the royal family, they grew by one last
congratulations.
Week.
Congratulations.
And we'll never be royal.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle welcomed their second child. It's a daughter, and her name is Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor.
Oh, come on, for the love of...
But Lily for short.
Oh, yeah, much better. Okay. Lily's great, but Lilibet, it's interesting. Like, I don't mind that. Like, that's interesting. Well, instead of Lilibeth.
Yeah, there's a reason behind it. So Lily, Queen Elizabeth's 11th great-grandchild, is named after the queen herself. So Queen Elizabeth goes by her nickname, Lilibet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't see people like hanging with her and being like, "What's up, Lilibet?" Like, I just don't. The Queen Mother. But yeah, so everyone's got a real name.
Well, only around close family,
I guess.
And then Diana, of course, is after the child's late grandmother, Princess Diana, Harry's mother.
Okay.
And while there were rumors of drama between members of the royal clan, the royal family did tweet out a congratulations to the couple, along with Prince William and wife Kate Middleton, saying, "Quote, wish." Wishing them all well at this special time.
It is really sad that the family is kind of fractured right now, and it's all about posting things to save face and stuff, and versus just really enjoying the moment with somebody in your life. You know, I think that part of it is kind of sad to me. Can you give me the name one more time, the entire name?
Because you're going to say it with your English.
No, that's a great idea, though. Lilibet!
Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor.
Okay, Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. Like if you had a town crier. Oh. Hear ye, hear ye! I doth proclaim that today is the birth of Lilibet Diana
Mountbatten.
Mountbatten!
Windsor.
Windsor!
And she was born, I believe, in California, so I don't think they have a town crier in California.
They should have brought one over, honestly, from England, and then had him just stand outside the hospital. That would have gone over real well in L.A. Well, welcome to California, royal family. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. All the people say, Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's a little bit of news out of the For King and Country camp, but not necessarily about the boys, Joel and Luke, correct, Gavin?
Yeah, Joel posted on his Instagram account a picture of his wife, Mariah Smallbone, or formerly known as Mariah Peters.
Yeah, because she had a whole career musically as an artist herself. Gavin was just telling me how much he loves this song.
I love this song. It's really catchy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this. She's super talented.
Absolutely. And he posted that 8 years ago, she started her college career and then actually put it on hold because she was pursuing, again, like her own music career. And then she married him. So that kind of took on a life of its own. But he also said that these last 2 years, she's been finishing up her degree and last month graduated
with
a bachelor's degree.
Good for her. Because, I mean, she probably doesn't have to. I mean, they've been very successful. They're a successful couple and stuff. But it was something that she probably wanted to accomplish and finish. So good for her for going back. That's what Lady Rock did. Lady Rock is independently wealthy and is very successful in and of her own right.
I didn't know that.
But she always had this thing that she wanted to go back and finish her degree.
That's right. I went to Colorado Christian University online, did everything online, and didn't get two degrees.
Dean's List?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I was on the Dean's List.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. But I got one in psychology, which has helped me a lot here.
Every day.
In healthcare administration.
I will say that your psychology degree has actually kicked in, and like you've started like being more vocal about analyzing what's wrong with me. I'm not sure if I like it or not. But
there's a lot to analyze.
I know. You need a master's at least, and maybe a doctorate. But yeah, I don't think that there's a day that goes by that you don't regret not going back to school.
No, I'm actually glad that I did when I did so that I can say I'm done.
Yeah. See, you and Mariah Peters or Mariah Smallbone, exactly the same. Same person.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just look at us. We're the same people.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's so easy to get priorities kind of out of whack, and sometimes you just need something to remind you of what's really important. And at church the other day, we were talking about this. Our pastor said, here, fill in this blank real quick. My life would be perfect if... What do you fill that blank in with? And whatever that is, it's probably the thing that is driving your life. And sometimes that thing can be something that's good, but it can still be out of balance. Because the whole point of this is that, you know, our faith should be driving our life. Our love of God, our pursuit of God should be driving our life, but that's not the reality for most of us. Like, if I'm honest, okay, which I'm really honest on the show, not my personal life, with people. No, if I'm honest right now, I would say, like, the thing that I would say, my life would be perfect if I could just find that house I've wanted, you know, kind of thing. And it's so dumb. I look for stuff every day, and I'm constantly checking things, and I get frustrated when something comes up and goes for sale, and then it's gone, and I go to open houses. It's like, I think about this all the time. Far more time I'm putting into this than I am about my faith.
And I think a lot of us, if we really sit down and we think about it, it's like, oh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us don't even realize we're putting something above God,
yep,
above our faith. We find ourselves just worked up, and we're like, why am I even worked up? It's like we have to sit there and think about what we were thinking about, and yours was a new house.
And it's dumb, too, because I have a nice house. Like, I'm fine. Like, it's just a want. It's not a need. And to let it get out of balance and that consuming is really ridiculous. So having this fill-in-the-blank is just a quick reset, I think, is a good thing, and it's healthy.
Yeah, because you don't want to look back and regret. Like, you didn't spend time in the moment, right, because you were worried about something in the future or in the past.
And the reality is you could get the perfect house, and you'd fill in that blank again with, how do I find the next perfect house? Mm-hmm. Or the perfecter house, mm-hmm, you know? Because we're never satisfied, truly.
Right.
So I'd love to have you fill in this blank. There's zero judgment here. Unless you're judging me, then I'm going to give you a bucket full back. but no, it's zero judgment. And how would you fill in that blank? Maybe this is a good reset for you. Like, okay, I have gotten it out of balance. 855-33-WAY-FM. My life would be perfect if. And then what have you been filling that blank with now? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So what was yours?
Mine is something I already know I needed to give up, and I'm having such a hard time giving it up. And it's, my life would be perfect if I could give up Facebook or social media.
Oh, yes. Okay, now why for you?
Because I'm on it way more than what I should be going through my Bible, not my Facebook, right? You know that Bible verse, I wish I could stop doing what I was doing, but I can't stop doing what I'm doing, but I'm doing it and I can't stop doing it. You know which one I'm talking about?
I believe it was Paul who was actually saying, why do I do the things that I know I shouldn't do, but I don't do the things I know I should do?
That's how I feel about Facebook.
That's the thing, man, because Facebook is draining a lot of times and it doesn't lead to good places, but spending even half the time that you're spending in Facebook could probably lead you to a better headspace more often than not. And that's not me just telling you that. That's me telling me that for all the things that get in my way as well. And that's why we're doing this. I just think it's a good reminder for all of us. So I appreciate you being on the show with us today, Sherry, and sharing your thing,
yes,
honestly.
Thank you so much, and I hope this is the kick I needed to really get off of it.
Oh, Facebook message me later and let me know how it went.
Oh, no.
Sounds good.
Fill in that blank. My life would be perfect if.
Home, because, like, right now our family is actually living with someone else because of just different things that have happened, and COVID has seriously messed up a lot of stuff.
I get where you're coming from because yours is kind of a need-based thing. You're like, man, I need to get my family in their own place, you know, and that's not a bad thing. You know, like my thing of wanting to find a new home is because I want land and a shop or whatever. They're just total wants, not needs. So yours carries more weight, but it can easily get out of balance for you, too, when that becomes your focus.
Yes, and that's the thing that, like, what your pastor said is actually genius, because I've caught myself doing that. Me and my husband both, we've caught ourselves looking at that and, like you said, checking every day and checking, like, multiple times a day and just getting frustrated when things don't work the way that we want them to. And instead of, you know, relying on him and believing that he has the best plan for us, we instead try and take it into our own hands and try and put it in our control, and it ends up just making us more frustrated and more upset than we really need to be.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.